Sulphur Springs City Manager Mark Maxwell gives us the latest on street work on the agenda for the Capitol construction crew.
Yeah, right now they're working on Rockdale Road. North Davis is done.
Oh, good.
Water line, a little bit of sewer, and new asphalt street, and that's done. The contractor, if he hasn't wrapped up on all the summer paving program, should be wrapping up soon. And so right now we're focusing on Rockdale Road.
Uh-huh. What's kind of lining up as other projects after that?
Looks like Plano will be the next thing that we actually start on, Plano Street. And that is going to be water, sewer, and asphalt as well.
Oh, okay.
And then lining up right behind that, and we had really hoped to get started on it before, is Bill Bradford Road.
Uh-huh.
That's a big project. That's $1.4
million. Yeah.
And it's held up in engineering right now because we're waiting for Atmos to do their line locates out there so we can design our sewer system and water system around it.
Yeah.
As soon as they do their locates, we'll finish up our engineering and then we'll get started on Bill Bradford Road.
And that that water line will be moved off to the side like you've done. I know right now you can kind of see where it goes right down the street.
Yeah, and I'm not sure, we don't have a design on it yet where it's going to be. We'd like to put it behind the curb if we can. We can't always do that though, so we'll see when we get a final design on it.
Yeah, you got to have the right of way and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, although to tell you the truth, with the new style of pipe, it's basically a PVC pipe called C900.
Mm-hmm.
You can put them in the road and not worry about having to dig them up for. Their design life is 100 years. Who knows at what point you actually start having blowouts, because we haven't seen it happen yet. But in theory, it's possible. But so I guess my point is, if we have to put it in the street, it's not the end of the world.
Yeah, because you're worried about having problems. And
yeah. Now, if you have a cast iron line, if you have an asbestos concrete line, then you have to worry about that. But we don't use those materials anymore.
Yeah. Kind of the evolution, were the clay lines, were they kind of the oldest ones in the city?
Clay lines are sewer lines.
Oh, sewer, okay.
They don't really handle water pressure, but the cast iron and the asbestos concrete are the old lines.
What was the things that we were having the license plate repairs on?
Yeah, that was sewer.
Sewer.
Yeah, we had dug up a couple of repairs done who knows how long ago, where the proper way to repair a sewer line is to get a saw and you cut out a section, and if there's a hole or roots have busted apart a joint, is just take it out and put a new one in and button it all up. And what we apparently, way back in the day, it was standard practice to bend a piece of the license plate over the broken section, pour a little concrete on top of it, and call it good. That's nowhere near a proper repair.
Yeah.
And just creates more problems in the future. So we do it right.
KSST News.